Hello, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, our precious and beloved military is under attack from within. We talk about that in great detail this entire episode. Text this to your family members, friends. I think this is a non-political episode that should get anyone who loves the nation, the country, our home, very concerned. Come to our Student Action Summit, tpusa.com/SAS, Tampa, Florida. Got DeSantis, got Trump, got Gutfeld and others, tpusa.com/SAS. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. Get engaged and get involved today. Start a high school or college chapter with Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. A lot of the wealth that you enjoy is built on the principle that the United States dollar is the world's reserve currency. Now, it's the world reserve currency for a reason. It's been the world reserve currency post-World War II. So when you reduce all the trappings of a wealthy society, it really comes down to something as simple as this, which is who can win if you have to go to war? It comes down to bullets, missiles, aircraft carriers. And until recently, we were the only country with aircraft carriers. China now has 3 aircraft carriers, where we have not built one in quite a while, a new one in quite a while. For a while, we were the only country with any aircraft carriers. And now our enemies are catching up quickly to us. And yes, China is our enemy. It's not a rival or what's the other word they use? A competitor. Ridiculous. China is our enemy. But when you reduce it all down, a wealthy society is only as wealthy as your ability to deter invasion, to protect your people. And the way that the global American empire has been built on neoliberalism, by the way, international trade, cheap products, tons of plastic coming from China, invade the world, invite the world, kind of the premise of neoliberalism, has also been on, if necessary, we can crush you. Now, neoliberalism is a flawed ideology. It's a flawed philosophy. It involves open borders, very questionable social, kind of the lack of social values, I guess you could say, seeping into the country, the most amount of cheap stuff you could possibly import imaginable. GDP is your God. Who cares about church attendance, youth suicide, marriage rates, or the ability to create families? No, neoliberalism cares about the stock market, cares about GDP. They're not even good at managing those things anymore. Neoliberalism believes not in protecting or conserving a society, but opening it up to the rest of the world for anyone to enjoy, to devour, or to take advantage of. But the one thing that the neoliberals used to get right, the one thing that they understood is that this entire project of quote-unquote an open society, it can only work, you can only use your currency, people will only take you seriously if you're the strongest participant at the table. By strongest, not just economically strong, but it's most importantly militarily strong. That if you are not able to crush your opponents, kill your enemies in a quick fashion, then why should someone use your currency? Like, why are we using this again? I'm stronger than you, or this country is stronger than you. Why do I have to be using your currency as the world reserve? It's always been our fallback. Now, I don't think many Americans are prepared for what would happen if we were no longer going to be the world's reserve currency. The way that we are intentionally inflating our currency, the way that we are stealing from our citizens via inflation, is an unprecedented looting and plunder campaign of a currency that we have not seen since the Weimar Republic in the 1930s or the USSR in the 1970s or 80s. A lot of the strength and power of our country is based on military might. It is literally one of the only reasons we have not endured or we have not had a total economic collapse or depression. You see, once we are no longer the world's reserve currency, people find no reason to convert their value into dollar bills. When we stop being the world's reserve currency, people will say, well, why do I have to go buy assets in America? You see, people find America to be a safe haven largely because we have two major bodies of water protecting us. We have two allies to our north and our south. It's very difficult to get to America and to invade us. And if necessary, our military will destroy you. Now, as soon as our military starts to get put into question, all of a sudden, the currency that you trade with, the savings that you have in your bank account, the equity in your home gets immediately put in jeopardy and put into question. Now, we have to understand it's not our actual military might at times that matters, but it's the appearance of muscle and force. Our enemies must be even afraid of questioning our military prowess. Now, we're in a lot of saber-rattling situations right now. We're in a completely and totally unnecessary proxy war against Russia in Ukraine, propping up Zelensky for the aims and the ambitions of the Washington, D.C. regime. But let me reiterate this point. If we fail to have a combat-ready, superior fighting force, the wealth, peace, and prosperity that you enjoy and you want your children to enjoy will shatter. And what's come to light in the last couple of days is horrifying. We have seen through every branch of the military a separate but equally disturbing example of how we are deciding to no longer be strong, no longer to be forceful, and instead allow the intentional destruction, the intentional unraveling of the greatest fighting force the world has ever known. My first example. The United States Navy, during Pride Month, has issued a new video on how to train their sailors on proper gender pronouns. The Navy is training its members to create a safe space. You hear that? The Navy wants their the members of their fighting force, Marines and sailors, to just create a safe space. That's what's going on with your military. By using proper gender pronouns in a new instructional video modeled after a children's show. Don't believe me? Play cut 31.
Hi, my name is Johnny and I use he, him pronouns.
Hi, and I'm Conchi and I use she, her pronouns.
And we're here to talk about pronouns.
What is a pronoun? A pronoun is how we identify ourselves apart from our name, and it's also how people refer to us in conversations.
Using the right pronouns is a really simple way to affirm someone's identity. It is a signal of acceptance and respect.
That is an official Department of Defense, U.S. Navy training video. NAVSpeak is what it is called. It's the communication arm of the United States Navy. That is an official training video. Not training them on how to become a better soldier. Not training them on how to be able to fight our enemies more effectively or to become a tougher person. No, how to use the proper pronouns. Now, we've said this at Turning Point USA for years. What happens on college campuses does not stay on college campuses. It goes to corporate boardrooms. It goes to the halls of Congress, and it goes to our beloved military. We're going to play more tape of that encounter from NAVSpeak. But do you see this kind of sad excuse for a man, I think it's a man, who's like kind of muttering, well, it's my pronouns. I don't know if that person's active duty or not. Maybe the person won a bunch of medals of valor. I don't want to judge. Sure doesn't look like it. That is not the military that we once had. That is not the military where I meet veteran after veteran that gave their life, that gave their limbs, I should say, gave nearly their life, or the many veterans that did give their lives, that now they have to go through this propaganda arm as if they go to Brown or Stanford. Well, this is my pronouns, and we have to affirm people. You're in the military. Affirmation? Last I checked, that is a it's a tough life. God bless the people that join the military and fight for us. Does that look like a battle ready training video? Does that look like one that can preserve the world's reserve currency? Big tech is monitoring, censoring, mining, and selling your online information. And SquadPod is the solution. 100% U.S. programmed, owned, and operated, SquadPod is a convenient all-in-one application supporting your private connection with others of your choice. Safety brings together your friends, family, team, club business, or congregation with SquadPod's chat, document sharing, discussion, and televideo capabilities. The SquadPod application is encrypted, protecting your communications and content without annoying advertisements. They do not censor, mine, profile, or sell your information. I have gotten to know the SquadPod team quite well, and they are true patriots of the mission of dedicating themselves to your privacy, safety, and freedom of speech. Join myself and other organizations such as Turning Point USA, nonprofits, and churches by adopting SquadPod as your collaboration platform. Take back control of your privacy by visiting squadpod.com/Charlie. That is squadpod.com/Charlie. The nearly 4-minute Navy video emphasizes how members can create a safe space for their colleagues by using inclusive language. That signals that our allies who accept everybody. This is the United States military. The Navy also warns staff against pressuring an individual to disclose his or her gender pronouns, saying that colleagues may still be in the process of discovery and not yet ready to provide this information. A pronoun is how we identify ourselves apart from our name. It's also how we refer to us in conversations. Does this sound like a group of people that are ready to go kill others, enemies, if necessary, to defend liberty and defend our country? Using the right pronouns is a simple way to affirm someone's identity. Wait a second. Since when do you go to the military to get affirmed? I mean, you can go to a college campus to get affirmed. You go to a therapist to get affirmed. Actually, you shouldn't actually go to a therapist to get affirmed. You should go to a therapist to get challenged. The host goes on to discuss how Navy members can create a safe space for everybody. Play cut 32.
What would I do if I want to know someone's gender identity or pronouns?
The most important thing is do not pressure anybody into giving you their pronouns. Some people may be going through the process of discovery and they are not ready yet to tell you what their pronouns are, and that's okay.
So I should just lead with my pronouns and they may follow or not, and if they don't, then I can just continue to use gender neutral language.
Yes, exactly.
This is something that you would show a 10th grade class in a super woke school district, not the United States Navy. No, but it gets worse. Don't worry. Cut 33, the priority of the United States Navy to instruct Marines and sailors continues by explaining why mispronouncing his name is just like using the wrong pronoun. Play cut 33.
My name is Johnny, spelled J-O-N-Y. And it's normal for someone to pronounce my name like Joni. But if I were to tell you over and over again, my name is Johnny, and you insist on mispronouncing my name, I would feel disrespected by you. Some names are very difficult to pronounce, but do you know what is very easy to pronounce? She, he, they.
So just a question, just wondering, if you were ever deployed against ISIS, do you think they'll use the proper pronouns? Do you think the Russian military, if you ever had to go to a combat theater, Joni or Johnny, whatever you are, you think that the Russian military cares about what pronouns you use? How about Xi Jinping's Chinese Communist Party military with their 3 aircraft carriers? You think they're going to say, oh, no, hold on. Before we destroy this Navy submarine, can you please tell us your pronouns? Over. The weakness exudes from that entire video. And before anyone says, well, Charlie, it's a one-off thing, it's an isolated incident, I'm going to prove you wrong if you believe that. Now, I'm sure that there's still great people that are in the leadership of the military. I'm confident there's phenomenal rank and file in the military. I know that. I know many of you. And you contact me privately. You say, Charlie, the whole military has gone woke. I can't speak out. And this is one of the issues with the total and complete takeover of the United States military by this woke pathogen, is that it's inherently hierarchical. You see, the military being taken over by the wokies, it's not a democracy. It's not even a republic. There is no consent of the governed in the military. It is the closest thing to a dictatorship. You want your military to be that way. You don't want to say, hey, let's take a vote. Who wants to do Tomahawk missile strikes tomorrow? Up or down vote? No, it's here are the orders, here's what we're doing, and we're going to execute on them. You can't have a military any other way. It's impossible. Yet what we're seeing happen is the very same group of people that have always wanted to tell other people how to act. They have now completely taken over the United States military, our beloved military that I have so much respect for. And they are forcing this gender ideology on people whose job is to keep us safe, to kill our enemies, and to do it quickly, to win wars. Does that sound like a battle-ready force? Joni, Johnny, whatever. You know, if you don't use my right name, I might not feel affirmed and offended. You think they cared about that at Normandy? Hey, by the way, before you shoot my head off, National Socialist Workers Party, Nazi gun turret man, just make sure you get my pronouns right. We got to stop this now. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Producer Andrew's right here doing an Iron Man thanks to Relief Factor. And truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with the people at ReliefFactor.com. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now, ReliefFactor.com. You should order the 3-week quick start too, discount only $19.95. See if it will work for you. I think it possibly could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now. It is not just the Navy. United States Army teaching critical race theory to West Point cadets. The U.S. Army has introduced critical race theory to West Point cadets, new documents show. The new woke lessons ask cadets about whiteness while encouraging them to apply critical race theory to their answers, according to documents obtained by Judicial Watch and given to Fox News. The more than 600 documents were handed over to Judicial Watch after the conservative organization sued the Department of Defense. The documents show racist anti-American CRT propaganda is being used to radicalize our rising generation of Army at the Army leadership at West Point. Some of the slides contain that, quote, whiteness is the location of a structural advantage of race privilege. It's a standpoint or place from which white people look at themselves and the rest of society, and refers to a set of cultural practices that are usually unmarked and unnamed. Another slide of training at West Point shows, quote, do you think affirmative action creates an environment for reverse discrimination? Use CRT to support your answer. It's not even a question if CRT is being taught. It's like, oh, it's called something else. They have it in the slide. It says use critical race theory. Under a slide called critical race theory, it states that racism is ordinary and white Americans have primarily benefited from civil rights legislation. An additional slide, again, this is West Point, the place that the Revolutionary War was won right near West Point. Battles were fought there. Great generals graduated from West Point. I think Robert E. Lee actually graduated from West Point. Ulysses S. Grant, I believe, went to West Point. I could be wrong, but I do know Dwight Eisenhower, amongst many legends in our society, went to West Point. Yeah, top of his class, Robert E. Lee. An additional slide has a graphic that states modern slavery in America, with a statement saying that black people are less likely than white people to have a college education. Why do you think that is, West Point? Maybe it's because black Americans, unfortunately, do not have the same nuclear family rates as white Americans. It's nothing to do with skin color. Maybe it has something to do about something else. Hyper-racist West Point. No, at one point in my life, I wanted to go to West Point. 10 years later, I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm so glad I didn't be around garbage like this. And you're probably not allowed to speak out against it, by the way. And at West Point, it's not exactly the free speech capital, nor should it be. It's a military academy. You're there to learn things, instill discipline. It's not here to go explore different ideas. No, you're there for a mission, 5 years service, 5 years active service, right out of West Point. It says that black people are less likely than white people to have a college education, receive recommendations for medical screenings, lie, receive a bank approval, lie, for a mortgage, lie, or get promoted at a job. Lie, 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 lie. That's your military. So the Navy is teaching people what pronouns to use. And if they dare get offended, I just have to replay this one again. The Navy is training its members to create a safe space by using gender pronouns. Question. If you're in a foxhole under enemy fire, how do you go create a safe space? Replay cut 31.
Hi, my name is Johnny and I use he, him pronouns.
Hi, and I'm Kanchi and I use she, her pronouns.
And we're here to talk about pronouns.
What is a pronoun? A pronoun is how we identify ourselves apart from our name, and it's also how people refer to us in conversations.
Using the right pronouns is a really simple way to affirm someone's identity. It is a signal of acceptance and respect.
Signal of acceptance and respect. A slide labeled Educating Future Officers for the Modern Battlefield states, quote, regardless of personal views, future leaders need to understand arguments on controversial issues and need to be prepared for thoughtfully answered questions when soldiers ask about topics such as critical race theory. This is so brilliant what the left has done. The pathogen, the virus, the cancer, the locusts, they have metastasized within West Point. They take over the officer corps, and then they bring down this ideology to the enlisted ranks. It also states that black people are more likely than white people to live in poverty, be homicide victims, or be incarcerated. Hey, West Point, did you also say that blacks are more likely to be police killers? Did you mention that? Oh, no, that would be racist. Oh, I thought you're all about talking about inequities. Or that an average black kid tragically is not raised by a mother and a father. Oh, you're only going to talk about the inequities that fit your hyper-racist anti-white agenda. How does that make better soldiers? That's the Army. Now I know some of you at Air Force, you know, that are Air Force vets or active Air Force, you're chuckling, oh, the Navy and the Army, how terrible are they? They don't know what they're doing. Well, I'm going to get to the Air Force in a second, but look at this new Army advertisement called Emma, which shows that it's a Go Army ad raising two loving, inspiring mothers, Emma. It's so unbelievable. This is how they're attracting people to the military. Play cut 40.
Although I had a fairly typical childhood, took ballet, played violin. I also marched for equality. I like to think I've been defending freedom from an early age. When I was 6 years old, one of my moms had an accident that left her paralyzed. Doctors said she might never walk again. But she tapped into my family's pride to get back on her feet, eventually standing at the altar to marry my other mom. With such powerful role models, I finished high school at the top of my class and then attended UC Davis, where I joined a sorority full of other strong women.
That is an Army advertisement. For all you wonderful Air Force vets and active duty Air Force, you can't chuckle any longer because I know there's intermilitary rivalries. The Navy and the Army, they have become worse than Brown University, unfortunately. Not the enlisted, I just want to reinforce it, but it's the leadership, it's the brass, it's the Millies, it's the Austin, but it's seeping down. U.S. Air Force Base Community Center hosts Drag Time Story Hour. Now, what's so amazing is where they hosted this. This was hosted in Germany. Now, that might not be surprising to you because Germany is obvious, it's a little bit more liberal than America. I don't even know if that's true anymore. But Germany used to be more liberal than America. But this is while the West is beating the drums of war against Vladimir Putin. What are we doing? We're hosting Drag Time Story Hour at nearby Army base Kleberkrasin. That's a butchered that German pronunciation. The event is being hosted by the KMC Theater Guild on June 30th and will feature drag time story for all ages, a history of drag, and a discussion on theater inclusivity. This is for the entire Kaiserslautern military community. So while Vladimir Putin, we're told that Vladimir Putin is literally Hitler and he's invading Ukraine and it's the worst thing ever. What is our military doing to get ready for this terrible invasion? They're hosting Drag Time Story Hour. At first they were canceled, but now they have been rescheduled after backlash. The drag event is now being planned by a local theater company affiliated with armed forces and operates in the community center that serves the base. Again, these drag events are not directed at adults, but children. So they want active duty service personnel to bring their kids in Germany to a military base to go hear from drag queens. The military I grew up with, and the military you grew up with, and the military you remember, our beloved military, used to run ads like this that were about grit, perseverance, toughness, about duty, about service, not about feelings or acceptance or affirmation or all of these self-righteous, narcissistic, garbage, new age philosophies that have seeped into the Western culture. The military I remember is overcoming obstacles to greatness. The military I remember is the one that stormed the beaches and raised the flag at Iwo Jima. Play cut 39.
The passage is intense, but if you complete the journey, you will find your destiny among the world's greatest warriors. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Those are the ads we used to run. Play cut 38.
They didn't join this team to win championships or become famous or get their own signature shoes. They joined because there is important work to be done, and only some able to do it. They are brighter, better educated, better trained, led, and equipped than any team in history.
And only some are able to do it. That's the key. Do you notice the language that used to be laced in our military ads? A call to excellence. A desire to win. Not affirmation, not acceptance, not lesbian moms, not drag queen story time, not critical race theory, not pronouns, not Joni, Johnny, whatever that weirdo's name is that did that video. No, instead, it's about not everyone can do this, but you might be able to reach levels you never thought possible. Not about pride, but about joining a team where you never wanted the thanks. What happened to our military? The U.S. military has spent 5.8 million man hours on diversity, equity, inclusion, CRT, and extremism, and stand down training since Biden took office. 5.8 million hours was spent on this garbage. We used to have pride in the country and the mission, not in self. The Marines, the few, the proud. I do not think many of you are prepared for what's going to happen next. Look, free speech, religious liberty, and the Second Amendment. Our rights are being destroyed across the board. And look, many months ago, I told our team, I am sick of paying all this money to these cell phone providers that hate me and hate our values. So I said, go find that really cheerful guy. I think his name was Glenn at one of our events, and he kept on wearing the Patriot Mobile shirt. Found him, sat down in Dallas. We had a great meeting, and I vetted Patriot Mobile head to toe, their business model, how they do things, and I was convinced that we must partner with them. They're not only America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider, they're one of the few companies fighting back. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carrier. So you get the same great service plus the peace of mind, and your money is combating the left's attempt to silence you. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. Patriot Mobile shares your values, and they support organizations fighting for religious liberty, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, like Turning Point USA and veteran and first responder heroes. So here's how it works. If you have a big major carrier, you are funding the bad guys. That money might as well be a check, Democrat National Committee. Or you could have it go to Patriot Mobile, where they give their proceeds back to Turning Point USA, veterans, and amazing groups. It's a no-brainer. So go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. Veterans and first responders save even more, so make the switch today. Between the left, the media, and all these rhinos, we need to stick together. Patriot Mobile helps you do that. It's a way to engage in the corporate warfare that's happening. So do me a favor, check it out. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. We've switched everything over, and we love Patriot Mobile. Producer Andrew is a massive fan. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Don't give your money to BLM or the Alphabet Mafia or whatever when you are doing the regular thing. Instead, make the switch, PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. How did this happen? How did our beloved military, our beautiful military, go from the few, the proud, the Marines, go from the greatest fighting force the world has ever known to hosting Drag Time Story Hour at U.S. Air Force Base in Germany, to U.S. Navy training on proper pronouns and critical race theory being taught in our military? And what is the consequence of this? Here's the consequence. Just last week, the Washington Post, the U.S. Navy has ordered a safety pause for aircraft after California crashes. The U.S. Naval Air Forces have ordered a one-day safety pause for its aircraft after a string of crashes in California this month that led to the deaths of Navy pilot and five Marines. Quote, as a result of recent crashes involving U.S. Navy and Marine aircraft, Commander Naval Air Forces have directed all non-deployed Navy aviation to conduct a safety pause on June 13th to review risk management practices and conduct training on threatened error management processes. Now, training crashes have happened well before CRT and wokeism was in our military, but it certainly doesn't help safety, does it? 5.8 million man hours spent on this garbage. 5.8 million man hours. We've talked in previous podcasts and previous conversations about the fifth column. The fifth column, something that actually was a phrase coined by Philip II of Macedon, Alexander the Great's father, where traditionally in a battle configuration you have four columns, and the fifth column is an insurgency force that is within your enemy's city, within their camp, stowing division. The fifth column is doing that exactly within our military. If you hated America, this would be news to your ears. But meanwhile, the Republican Party is too busy writing letters and hosting fundraisers. Here's a really simple question. Why is the Republican Party enthusiastically sending $40 billion to Ukraine when our own military has gender pronoun training, critical race theory in the Army, and drag queens at U.S. Air Force? Cut 42 to continue the U.S. Navy training video. Here's how you can remember someone's pronouns. And the Republican Party is putting up with this. Play cut 42.
Yeah, and another tip for you to remember their pronoun next time, it's in your mind, kind of go through a progression of three good things about the person using their pronoun. So let's say the person chooses to use they, then you will in your mind go, they have a nice shirt, they have a nice smile, they are really smart. So that kind of sticks in your brain.
That is so helpful.
That's what our military is focused on. And the Republican Party seems perfectly content. They're perfectly fine with this. As long as Ukraine gets its $40 billion, as long as the border remains wide open, I don't know about you, but if I see another one of these letters from Republicans, you know, they sent a letter about the wokeism. Just don't worry. Don't worry. I have a copy of the letter right here. They sent a letter. They said, please stop. Sincerely, Jim Inhofe. Jim Inhofe is a great Christian man. He's been completely just ineffective. That's a great word. He has been totally ineffective at stopping any of this stuff. Zero. And what else are we doing? We're kicking out our finest fighter in our military due to mandatory vaccines. Why did Republicans not fight against mandatory vaccines? Why didn't Republicans say we're not sending a dime of money to Ukraine? Use that as leverage. The regime wants it until we get rid of mandatory vaccines for active duty personnel. So we're kicking out the most alphas in our military that refuse to get mandatory vaccines, purging the military of American-loving individuals, training them on critical race theory at West Point, hosting drag queen story at Air Force bases, and then in the Navy making sure they use the proper pronouns because they want to affirm them, make sure everyone feels safe and comfortable. That's the military. It's not Brown. It's not Stanford. It's not Yale. What happens on college campuses now goes to corporate boardrooms, halls of Congress, and yes, into our military. This needs to be a top priority of the do-nothing Republicans who are too worried about negotiating gun control or whatever Republicans are focused on. How about you make our military restored to the strong, tough, durable, victory-centered fighting force we once were? The country will fall apart if this is not addressed. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.